Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And to that Middle East crisis, J.D. Vance is saying that Donald Trump wants a grand bargain in terms of the deal achieved between Iran and the U.S. With us is Borzu Daragahi, who is an Iranian-American journalist and analyst. Borzu, from the starting position that the talks are currently in, having been abandoned after 21 hours and an awful lot of red lines being drawn, it seems massively ambitious to say there's a grand bargain possible.
Yeah, I think that the previous U.S. administrations have thought that through as well and came to the conclusion that it would be too kind of complicated and too time-consuming to do that. So they instead focused on the nuclear file that included the Obama, Biden, and second Bush administrations. So it's extremely ambitious.
And in terms of the red lines that currently exist, one prime amongst them is the opening of the Straits of Hormuz. The Americans say that the blockade is now in place. What's the Iranian option, or what's the suite of options for Iran in respect of that blockade? Because I assume the only way that it works is if America are willing to creep up on the brinksmanship of actually firing on vessels flagged for other countries, including China.
Yeah, that's one option, is to test the U.S. resolve. But, you know, I think there's a misunderstanding on the part of the U.S. I actually have a piece about that out today. It's a misunderstanding based on think tank analysis that is extremely flawed, and that is that Iran is solely dependent on this oil for its revenue. And that's a very outdated view of the Iranian economy. It actually is like far less dependent on oil than the other oil-rich Persian Gulf countries. It has a pretty vibrant internal domestic economy, as well as other trade routes from, you know, into Turkey and Iraq that it can use, and it can survive. That's another option, is to just be resilient and survive until the price of gas goes up globally and Trump is just badly defeated in the midterms and is facing a very hostile Democratic Congress.
How much does that time pressure weigh on them? Because we're 6 months out from the midterms, and he had run so firmly on not creating new wars that presumably it'll be very difficult to start midterm campaigns if this war is still ongoing.
Well, the midterm campaigns for Congress and the Senate have already been underway. It's just a question of how badly he'll lose at this point, given the state of the U.S. economy and his various betrayals and his bizarre emotionally laden turns on, you know, popular figures of his own political faction, including like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and so on, calling them losers and low IQ. And so he's already in trouble and bizarrely created a lot of fires that he has to put out. But yeah, it is possible. And I have a piece that I've written about as well, about how the different time frames are in motion. And Iran is prepared and was prepared for a six-month conflict. It looks like, if you look at the FT this morning, they're reporting on Iran purchasing a military-grade precision satellite from China secretly in 2024. So they've been awaiting this conflict. They've been seeing the kind of tea leaves and so on, and they're prepared and ready for at least 6 months, is according to what my sources in Tehran say.
Borzu, thank you very much. Borzu Daragahi, Iranian-American journalist and analyst.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.